The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the crowd, "They will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons. And they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. It's important that we recall that the Gospel today is a continuation of yesterday, and so we have to go back to where it started. Our Lord is looking at the temple, and he said, "There will come a day where not one stone is left upon another." And they ask, when's that going to be? How will we know that's going to happen? And what does our Lord do? He immediately jumps not to the literal temple, the ancient Jewish temple. He speaks about those who believe in him, those who are his disciples at the end of time, and the attacks that they will suffer, even from their own families, from governors, from kings, in the midst of nation fighting against nation, all these natural disasters. What's our Lord doing? You remember when our Lord said immediately when he was speaking about the temple, and he said, "Destroy this temple and in 3 days I will build it up again." And John says he was speaking about the body, his body, which was the true temple. And so now our Lord makes a next jump from the literal temple to the temple of his mystical body, the church. Because our Lord's physical body is now in its spiritual glory in heaven, and he invites all of us to share in it. Which is why St. Paul could say, we are built on the foundation of the apostles. We're all part of the same body with Christ himself as the cornerstone. And so what our Lord's revealing is there's going to come a time at the end of time where the mystical body, the church, is so attacked that it's going to be as if not one stone was left upon another. It's going to be torn apart and destroyed. I met with a gentleman not too long ago, a very faithful Catholic man, and a very cerebral man, very rational, grounded. And I was so surprised at what he said. He shared with me, he said, "Father, in my entire life," he said, "there's probably 3 dreams that I've had that I remember." He said, "I'm not a dreamer. I don't have vivid dreams or intense dreams." He said, "But there's 3 that I cannot forget because I'm not sure that they were actual dreams. They might have been visions." And he said, "One of them was this." He said, I was a young man, I was in college, and he said, I wasn't even a Catholic yet, and I wasn't living the Christian faith well. And he said, the dream that I had, he said, I was spiritually taken from myself, and I had this panoramic vision of the entire world. And he said, to my surprise, the entire world was at war. Nation was fighting nation. And he said, there were clouds of smoke all over. And so I couldn't see things clearly, but I understood, our Lord gave me to understand that every single country was part of this international crisis. And he said, within that, all of a sudden, a cross appeared in the sky. And I understood that everybody on the entire earth could see that cross. And it was like God was giving them a chance to say, to understand, my son truly is the Son of God. He really is God himself. It was one final chance to accept God's mercy, to believe in his son. He said, "Father, when I awoke, I knew without a doubt that I would see that time within my own life. That would take place, that's why God was revealing that to me." The man's in his 50s, it was over 30 years ago. Will that time come? Do we live in the final days, or at least the beginning of the end of time? I don't know, but our Lord says, be prepared always. How are we to prepare for those days? The Catechism says the church will undergo a passion and death and resurrection like our Lord Jesus Christ, because she is his mystical body. So there's going to come a time where it appears that the church is dead. Who will remain faithful? Our Lord himself asked, will there be faith on earth? My brothers and sisters, who was faithful when our Lord first died? Who believed that he would rise? There was only one, our Blessed Mother Mary. At the end of time, who will remain faithful? Only those who are entirely hers, those who are her children. They will persevere in the midst of those trials and continue to believe that the church will rise again. And the Catechism says that's going to be only with the return of our Lord Jesus Christ. May we cling to Our Lady and the church like never before, especially as the times we live in become ever more tumultuous.